ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
The second lesson of the Miroslav Kobasa, chairman of the board of the NGO Lefsapeya Foundation, our guest in these 2 days, was dedicated to civil society and citizen participation as an instrument for development of cooperation with Belarus. It has been underlined that the right of association is guaranteed by the constitution, but in practice there are several difficulties for the implementation of this right. There are very few compared to other countries NGOs registered, and a last survey gave the evidence that there are registered only 2,225 NGOs in Belarus. NGOs are registered by law, and there is actually a law which is punishing those who are having activities without registration, even if the right of the association to be associated is recognized by law. There are NGOs which are operating at the international level, NGOs which are operating at the republican level, and NGOs registered only locally. There is a big part of NGOs registered in the capital, about 56% out of them. A point was made in describing the feature and quality of the NGOs. The distinction was between a true and a false NGO. The true NGO is a non-governmental organization functioning through the world, may be reputed as a true NGO. False NGOs are those who are very connected to the power and related to commercial issues. The legal framework of the NGO's activities in Belarus are regulated by law on public association and by several decrees of the president, which is very much trying to control and monitor the activities of the association. The financing of the activities of the NGOs are supposed to be membership fees, but nowadays they do not even use the membership fees opportunities because there is a problem of financial capacities of the potential members. But on the other hand, there is also the risk of being controlled by the finances of the state, even if only for the membership fees. There are also possible activities, but there are also difficulties of budget and control from the national institutions. The main problems faced by the NGOs acting in Belarus are, first of all, a procedure of NGOs which is non-transparent and quite difficult to get, even though it is obligatory, otherwise you might have a fine or even be punished with imprisonment. In addition to that, NGOs which are properly registered must register any kind of project that they do with a sense of control, of maximum control of their activities. Another problem which is quite evident is the problem of the mass media and the general perceptions from the citizens, which are because the public opinion, which is manipulated mostly by the mass media and by the influence of the governments and the declaration of the president, consider unfortunately the NGOs like enemies of the state, which are also controlled by the secret services, which in Belarus still has the name of the KGB as it was used to be in the USSR. There is then a problem of very high costs for renting the offices because they need to have a headquarter and they need, unfortunately, to be on the private market to get rent and offices, which are usually quite expensive. There are NGOs, especially for those NGOs which have a political feature in their activities. From a last inquiry implemented in March 2010, we can reveal that most of the citizens are expecting from the local authorities to be more transparent and open, to have a more public and local authorities services. So there is a request from the citizens to have a better local authorities and services, and this is why the Lefsapeya Foundation is now very active, as it was since the beginning, in the concept of local authorities development. There is a limitation either of the registration of the international governments and international institutions in Belarus. Only few of them have a real registration, like very recently the European Union Commission in Belarus. There are bilateral relations with some states, mostly states which are close to the country. In general, the control and the difficulties for the NGO sector is actually very much stimulating and committing even more the participants of the NGO sector, which are usually very well prepared and they try not to make mistakes in order to be entangled in the problem of the governments. Lefsapea Foundation, the director Kobasa, are working hard and they have hope that things could change in the near future.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.